along to learn Sota Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph. We left off at the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis. So the Mishnah tells us it's going to continue to discuss the bringing of the Egla Rufa. So Niftaru Zikne Yerushalayim, after they finish measuring for the Egla Rufa, the Zikne Yerushalayim leave. Vaholchulahen Zikne Osair Mevi'in Eglas Bakar, and the Zikne Osair, the Zikanim from the closest city, bring a calf Asher Lomash Chabaol that never pulled the yoke, never had a yoke on it. Ve'ein Hamum Posalba, but no mum would passel it from. It's not like a regular carbon. We're having a mum would passel it, and Egla Rufa doesn't have that requirement of being a tamim. Umaridin osa lenachal esan, they would bring it down to a nachal esan, and the Gemara explains, the Mishnah explains rather, esan kimashma'o, esan is what it sounds like, which means kasha, that it's hard ground that we bring it to, and af plisha eno esan kasha, but if you bring it to a place that doesn't have hard ground, it's still kasha for the Egla Rufa. And then va'orvin osa bekovitz me, we chop the back of its neck with a large cleaver from behind. So umakoma osur milizro milavod umuter lisrok shampishton ulenakir shamavanim. And the place where the Egla Rufa happened is you're not allowed to plant there, you're not allowed to work the ground there, but you're allowed to do other things on top of the ground, meaning to comb flax and things like that, to move around rocks. Because the Isser Avoda in the place where you do the Arifa is only Avoda on the actual Karka itself. Zikne also ir rochtzin asidein b'mayim b'mekom Arifa shal Egla. The Zikanim of that city would wash their hands in water in the place where they would do the Arifa segla. Va'omrim, and they would say, Yadeinu lo shavchu es adam azaveinenu lo ra'u. Our hands did not spill this blood and our eyes have not seen exactly what happened. V'chi al dateinu also shizik. Wait, would we ever have a Hava Amina? That they are the murderers? It's that what they're really saying is that we didn't encounter this man and just let him go. We didn't see him and let him and leave him alone and not try to provide for whatever his needs might have been. And the Kohanim would say, we daven for Kapara. That really the Quran didn't need to say the end of the pasuk, but the pasuk means to say that it's ruach hakodesh that's telling them that when you do this avoda, when you do the Egla Rufa, then there's going to be kapara. So the Gemara discusses, and we said in the Mishnah that there's no psul of mum by Egla Rufa. So frak the Gemara via mum psul by Egla. Shouldn't we make a kal v'chomer that would tell me that there should be a psul mum of an Egla Rufa? After all, uma parah she'ein ashon posel spa mum posel ba, if by a parah aduma where the Torah is so lenient with it that no matter how old it is, it does not become posel, yet a mum will posel it, egla she'ashon posel spa, an egla which does become posel when it becomes too old, eino din she'ein mum posel ba, for sure a mum should posel it, says Marno, shiny hasam, da amar kra asher ein ba mum, Mum posel the ein mum posel the egla. No, the pasuk says asher ein ba mum. So we darshin that it's only by an egla by a paraduma that a mum posels, but the mum does not posel by an egla rufa. So says the Gemara elameata. But if that's the case, that wherever it says ba, it's a miut, not to learn from somewhere else with the kal v'chomer lo yuhu shar avodos posels ba. All the other avodos that you would do with an animal should not posel paraduma, because the halacha that is that whatever avodah you do would pasul a paraduma, and we learn that from a kal v'chomer from Egla Rufa. By Egla Rufa it says asher lo ubad ba, so we should be mimait ba, but not by not every other malacha, but not by paraduma. So alama amrav Yudam Rav, why then does Rabbi Yudam Rav say hiniach leha uda shall sakin psula, that if you put on a paraduma a bundle of bags, it's going to be pasul. possible. Ubeegla at shetim shoch, and by an egla arufa, it's only going to be possible when the animal actually pulls those bags and goes with the burden on it. So you see from Rav that any hanocha passels a paraduma, not only hanochas ol. So you have to say that even though it says ba in the parsha of egla arufa, we're not mimait from that word ba to learn this kal v'chomer. We don't exclude this kal v'chomer. So we can see from there that any kal v'chomer from paraduma to egla arufa, that a mum passels it, should also be still a viable kal v'chomer. Says Marno, shiny para. Para we learn from egla arufa to yalfinon. All may egla, because it says by egla arufa asher lo mashchap all, and by paraduma it says asher lo aleha all. So that's why we learn that the other avodos are possible by a paraduma. But in chinami, the kal v'chomer is cancelled from the word ba. So it says mar egla nami tesi all me para. Well, if you have something that links the parsha paraduma and egla arufa, you should learn egla arufa from paraduma with the word all. Hamiyat rachman ba. No, but there's a mir in the pasuk that says ba by the paraduma. So we dafka learn that a mum passels the paradum, but not the egla rufa. The egla nami ksiv ba, but by egla rufa it also says ba. No, humi ba li limute kachim to apostle buhu avoda. We need the word ba that it says by egla rufa to tell me that avoda is not mimait, it does not passel other types of kachim. It only passels the egla rufa. So salga tayt chumin leisib kavachom megla, because one might have thought we should learn a kavachom from egla rufa. Umma egla shein mum posel ba avoda poselis ba, kachim shumim poselis ba, nein odin shavoda poselis ba. And if by an egla rufa that the Torah is so makel that a mum does not passel it, nevertheless avoda does passel it. Other kachim where a mum would passel, for sure avoda should passel it. Says Mari Ikal Mifrach Mal Egla Shkein Shanim Pasels Ba. No, there's a pircha on that kavachomer, because by an egla there is a certain chumra, and that is that when it gets too old, when it's 2 years old, it's already too old to be an egla rufa. Adu kachim milaka the pasel b'ushanim. Says Gemara, well, other kabbanos have such dinim also that there are age limitations. Kisr chala hanachachim to pasul behu shanim. That when and therefore that I need the pasuk to tell me ba and to be memayit the kal v'chomer, tell me not to say this kal v'chomer dafka for those karbanos that do have a an age limit. So the word ba that it says by egla is needed to be memayit that kal v'chomer, and therefore cannot be memayit the gezer shava to para aduma. And it's possible to learn paraduma from egla rufa as far as other avodos passeling a para, but the gzeir shav from paraduma to egla rufa to passel a mum by an egla rufa is precluded from the word ba that it says by paraduma. Okay, so we had mentioned that the word ba by egla rufa is coming to be mimayit that behemus kachim are not nifsal if you do avoda with them. So the gemara asks that din we already know the kachim to the pasul buhu avoda may hachanafka. The idea that there's no psul avoda on kachim, is this really derived from the word ba? Mehasam nafka. We learn it from somewhere else entirely. The pasuk tells us averes o shavar o charut o yabelas o gerav o yalefes lo sakrivu el Hashem. So we list all sorts of mumim that you're not allowed to bring as a karban, and we darshin el iata eile iata makriv avalata makriv kachim shnev de ben avoda. That it's dafka these animals that have a mum that you're not allowed to be makriv, but animals that had avoda done with them, you are allowed to be makriv. So you don't need the word ba to tell me that animals that had avoda done that you've done work with, you're allowed to be makriv. Says Mar Yisrach Salk that Chanina Hani Milihechadav ba avodas heter avlovodas iser a malitasru tzricha. So now I would have thought that behemos that had work done with them are kasher lahakrava only if the work that was done were avodas of heter. But avodas of iser, like working with it on Shabbos or charisha b'shavre chamar together, you know, which is an iser of klayim, I might think that asers it from being used as a carbon. That's why I need the word ba to tell me that even avodos that are aser will not passel it from being a carbon. Frankly, more of a hanami, but even that didn't I already know. Mehachanafka, do you think I need it from this pasuk? Mehachanafka, I learn it from here. Umiyad ben echal lo sakriva aslechem elokechem mikol eile. Eile, iata makrov. We learn that bale mumin, you can't be makrov, avalat makrov, kach mishnevda ben avoda, but you're allowed to be makrov carbonos that you're allowed to be makrav animals for karbanos, even though they had work done with them. So you see another pasuk that tells me this idea that an animal that had avodah done with it can be used as a karban. So why do I need three psukim to tell it to me? So itzrich salkat hechamina hani milihecha David ben kshein chulin avla avod kshein kodshim emilitasu tzricha. No, because I might have thought that it's only the problem is only if the avodah was done with it while it was still chulin. But if the avodah was done with it while it was kodshim, I might think it becomes asur. So that's why I need the word but to be memait in case the avodah was done even after it was hooked us, that the avodah is not going to possibly touch him. So gufa amar vidam rav hiniach aleha uda shel sakin. If a person puts on a parah aduma a bag of a bundle of bags of sackcloth or something, so psula, so then it's going to be pasul. Ube egla ad shetimshuch, but by an egla rufa, it's only going to be pasul if it actually pulled it, not if you just put it on its back. So meisvei asked the Gemara, it says by parah aduma. All, ainly, all, shar avodos minayin. I only know that a yoke on its back is going to passel it. How do I know that avodos will as well? So, marta kal v'chomer, uma egla she'in mum posel ba, shar avodos posel ba, if egla rufa, that the Torah so make a letter, mum does not passel it, other avodos do, para she mum posel ba, in adin shar avodos posel ba, para aduma, where the Torah is machmer, that mum will passel it, for sure other avodos will passel it. Vimnaf shechlomer, and if you want to ask on this kalvachomer, so you can learn it from Gzer Shav as well. Nemer kan ol, v'nemer lalon ol, ma lahalon shar avodos posel ba, avkan shar avodos posel, that just like, it says by paraduma ol and it says by egla ol. So the Gzer Shava teaches me that shara avodas are going to passel in both cases. Says the my im nafshach lomar. What kind of pircha could you have asked on the kal v'chomer that you then need to bring another limud through Gzer Shava? The chite meikal the mifrach. The pircha on the kal v'chomer might have been as follows: mala egla shekain shanim passel spa. That egla has its own chumra because it can age out. It can get too old to be an egla. Inami kachim yochichu, or you could say that the pirch on the kalvachomer is that we have a mochiach from kachim, shemum posel behem, vein avodah poselos behem, that a mum posels other kachim, but avodah does not. So you see that the kalvachomer is obviously not correct. Not every time that a mum posels will avodah also posel. So nemar kan ol, v'nemar lalon ol, malalon shar avodos avkan shar avodos. That's why we have the gzer shav of ol to tell me that shar avodos in fact do posel. So now we explain the kasha on Rav that we're working toward. We said that the Braisa, which is the makar for the idea that other avodos pasul paraduma, is from egla arufa. So it has to be that the din of a para cannot be more chamor than the place that we're learning it from. So it cannot be more chamor than egla arufa. So makom shabasa. So let's look at egla arufa. Mala halan, just like by egla arufa, ad shetimshoch, it only becomes possible if it actually pulls the burden you put on it. Afkan, shouldn't we say by a paradum as well? Ad shetim shoch, it should only be possible if it pulls the burden you put on its back. Says Maratanaihi, dika de maisila me egla, ika de maisila me gufa de para. It's actually machlokas tanaim. There's the tan of the braisa learns the din of other avodos being passeling a paraduma from egla rufa, and you're right, in that case he would have to say that even by a paraduma it's only going to be possible if it's moshech the ol, but not just by putting the ol on its back. But others learn it from the parsha of paraduma itself. You don't need to learn it from egla arufa. Ditanya, how could you learn from the parsha of paraduma itself? The brisa says ol. The pasuk says the word ol, so we say eli hello ol sharav hodus minayin. I would only know putting a yoke on its back is a problem. How do I know other avodos also possible? Tamalomar sharlo aleha ol, and that's a riboy mikol makom. Any type of thing you do with it, any type of avodah you do with it. Imkein matam lomar ol. So why does the Torah specifically give the example of an ol? Ol posel ben b'shas avodah ben shelo b'shas avodah. Shar avodah same posels el b'shas avodah, because an ol is a stronger psul. An ol is going to possel both b'shas avodah and shelo b'shas avodah. You just stop. Put an ol on its back, even though the animal's not doing any work. But other avodas are only going to be a psul when they are done dafka b'shas the avoda. Ve'im asher lo aleha klal all prat, kal prat, in b'chal mashar prat, all in midyarchin lo. So why don't we say that that it's a kal prat? Because asher lo Allah aleha is just a general term about any avodah. Then all is very specific. And normally when you have a kal prat, it only includes what's in the prat. Says Gemara, no asher ribu yehu. The word asher is a ribu that includes more than just the all. V'tanya nami gabi egla ki agavna. We have a similar thing when it comes to an egla. All ainly ala all. Shar avodus minayin. How do I know that avodus talmud? So when, why does the pasuk say all? That it sounds like only an all will pasul. So the Brisa answers that the Torah specifically identifies all because there's a difference between all and other avodos. All posel be mishas avoda ben shelo b'shas avoda. Shar avoda same posel sele b'shas avoda. Ve'ema asher lo ubad baklal ve'ol prat kal prat im bechal el ma'aseh be prat all in midi achrin elo. Maybe ashlim from kal prat. That only in all apostles, but nothing else. Asher ribuyuhu. Asher is a ribuy. So since we learn that Meshicha of an all pasels negla rufa, the Gemara explains how much it has to pull it in order to pasel. Am Rabbi Yehuda by Minim Rabbi Yochanan, Meshicha sol bekama. How much does the animal have to pull the all in order to pasel? Amalei kimlo all, the length of an all. So you buy the arka l'rachba, length of the width. So Amalu Omer Rabban Rabbi Yaakov Shemei l'didim farshin le'med Rabbi Yochanan, Meshicha sol l'rachba tefach. The pulling an all across its width by one the width of the all, which is one tefach. So Gemara says, "Velema tefach." So why don't you just say a tefach? Hakamashma, because we wanted to teach you something extra. Shiur of the all tefach, havi, that the shiur of an all is in fact a tefach. Lemay nafkamino. Why do I care what the shiur of an all is? Lemekach memker. In case someone sells an all to somebody else, you have to know what the expectation is, and the expectation is he's going to get something that's the size of a tefach. Now the Gemara is going to discuss why it is that dafka we bring in egla, and we are already fit dafka in a nachal. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Shalmin, b'neimam Torah havi egla ben nachal. Why does the Torah say to bring an egla in a nachal? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu yavdav shlosa peros. Let something that has not yet produced any offspring, which is an animal in its first year, which is not able to have any children yet, v'yaref b'makom sheino saperos, and let's do the arifa in hard ground that has not produced any peros, v'chaper al mishalo inichu lasos peros. And will be a kapara for the person who was killed before he had the opportunity to produce more peros, before he had the opportunity to have more children. My peros, what does it mean? Peros ilim periv rivya. If it means children, elameata azakin vasar sachinami delarfinan. So what if you found an old dead body where he's beyond the age of having children? Would you not need an eglarufa? No, elamitzvos. The peros that we're referring to over here is mitzvos. So the meaning of putting an of bringing dafka and egla and dafka to inachalesa is because we go to places and we use an item that doesn't make peros, because now this person was robbed of the opportunity to make peros in his own life, and those peros, of course, is a reference to mitzvos. Okay, so we'll stop there, and Be'ez Hashem will pick up on the bottom line next time.